Hey everybody, again, it's Forrest with your Kohala Connection here at the Hawaii Wildlife Center, and I'm seeing a cool video screen. Danette is showing me around the aviary where there are two pueo about to be released back into the wild. How cool, and you're showing me that this one likes to sit up on the perch.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of injury did this bird have?
He had an injury to his leg and then also an injury to his flight feathers.
Under feathers and flight feathers, there's really a difference, isn't there?
There's a difference. There's lots of different types of feathers I've found.
Yeah.
And each one has a different purpose, a different shape, everything.
Nice. Well, I know you're somewhat newer to bird things, and I certainly am too. Most of our listeners have heard about the center, but don't always know how far the reach is. So birds can be brought in from anywhere in the Pacific, can they?
Yes, we service all of the islands of Hawaii, as well as America, Samoa, and Guam.
Are pueo a strong species all across the Hawaiian Islands now?
No. They're doing pretty well on the Big Island, but on Oahu, they're considered endangered. Their strongest presence in Hawaii is on the Big Island. I didn't realize there was so much to a bird.
I live in a place where out along the cliffs of Kohala here are those frigate birds.
That yes. Come,
oh, are they beautiful.
Yeah, I saw my first one the other night.
Oh, they're huge.
And they're huge and beautiful.
We look up there and we don't realize this is a big bird.
Mm-hmm.
And they fly high, so you look up and you go, you don't realize this thing's got a 7-foot wingspan.
Right.
And I guess they specialize in roosting in these cliffs, don't
mm-hmm.
they?
They do.
Nice. Once again, it's Forrest here with your Kohala Connection, and I'm here at this beautiful Hawaii Wildlife Center with Linda Elliott and Ray, who's the development director here. And I'm just so thrilled. You've been open for a little while, Linda. And what's the mission of the place here? I think folks probably know, but share it with us again.
The mission of the Hawaii Wildlife Center is to be a key conservation tool in reversing the extinction trend we've had in our island species. Hawaii has a huge biological diversity found nowhere else in the world, and unfortunately many of our species have gone extinct and the rest are threatened with extinction. So our job is to be part of the conservation community to reverse that trend and to bring those populations back for the rest of the world.
I'm directly touched by this. I live in the Ahupua'a Honopoeo, which is just a little ways from here. When we first got there, and it was an open field, there were a lot of pueo around all the time. Now there are fewer. And the population of the pueo, as we know it here, I guess it's strongest here on the Big Island, but it's in trouble elsewhere.
You know, most of the islands it's doing fairly well on. The only island that it's not is on Oahu, and that's the loss of habitat and other issues that are human caused. But pueo are a pretty amazing species, and they've been fairly adaptable, and we enjoy working with them, and we have 3 in care at the moment, which you already know about. So our job here is to take any that are sick and injured from throughout the entire archipelago, the whole state.
Yeah.
We're the only wildlife hospital that was purpose-built for native wildlife. So that's over 70 species and subspecies of native birds, and our only land mammal, which is the Hawaiian hoary bat, the Opeopea. Everything we treat here has wings, birds and mammal. And so our job is to respond when they're in need, treat them, get them back, and then we also work on conservation projects to reintroduce them to habitats they used to be in historically. And so we've gotten to do some amazing projects all the way out to Kauri Atoll, Midway Atoll, moving endangered Nene from Kauai to the Big Island in hundreds. So we get to do emergency response as well. We're the only emergency response center in the state of Hawaii, and actually in the Pacific Islands region. So should there be a natural or a man-made disaster, avian botulism outbreak, and our endangered water bird species is something we've worked with, or oil spills, which I've done 4 in Hawaii already. Wow. We are currently the most oil-dependent state, so we have a lot of oil on the water at any one time, and we have over 14 million seabirds in the area at risk. We have a need for our facility to be here ready to respond to our native species needs, and also to give people a chance to learn about our native species, and that's our next project here at the Wildlife Center.
I'm so thrilled to talk with you, and folks, as you're listening, and we meet with Linda and Ray here. This is just a preview of a longer story we'll do, but I'm touched to just learn how diverse the variety really is. And the mission of the center is way more than a little gift shop and talk about what could be going on with the birds. It's really thrilling for me to hear all those details. And Ray, what are you finding is your excitement about being a part of the project?
Well, my biggest thing is the educational aspect of it. I'm from Hawaii. I was born and raised on Oahu, and I was a bird nerd growing up. And that really impacted me and sort of influenced my career choice and my choice in colleges and my academic path. So now being able to work with the middle school and work with elementary school kids that come in for activities and use our lab and do science activities, that's the biggest excitement for me.
I'm so glad to hear that. You know, KNKR Radio, we're a project that is in collaboration with the high school and the middle school, and they have kids in broadcast kind of training there. So it could be, when the time is right, but if some of the kids come over and do a little story for the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I like that term, bird nerd. Hey, folks, my spirit is taking wings, too, as I hear this. And, you know, it's funny, folks, we all live in Kohala and we see the beauty of the place, but we may not know about what effect humankind is having on the natural environment here. So there's a lot of eyes opening that could come from this, huh?
Yeah, you know, I think it's kind of it's a good timing. I mean, I think everybody's really getting alert to the idea of living sustainably. But what does that mean? And it's not just about feeding one species, the humans. It should be about protecting the original species that were here in the islands and the habitats that were here. So how do we incorporate that in our daily lives? You know, we have our garden to feed ourselves, but do we plant native plants to have a healthy native environment for the insects and the birds that are here? Yeah. So broadening the thought of people, I think, is something that we can do next, and we look forward to doing that. One of the things I'd like to say is, you know, you were here for our grand opening, and it'll be 3 years ago that we've been in operations this year, is that this facility is here because of the community making it happen. And we also, and you spoke with Danette, our administrative manager, and she's also our volunteer coordinator. And the way we run is also because of community involvement and volunteerism. And we have volunteers, a great diversity of volunteers, and we always look for more to come and work with us and experience what we do as well. So,
you know, folks, and as you talked about the diversity here and going beyond just what affects human life here, I got this huge chicken skin experience of it. The mission of the center, folks, is way bigger than just taking care of a bird that hurt its wing.
Right.
I'm very touched by that. And let's, with time being limited today in our talk, what kind of support would help the center most in terms of volunteer help? When can they come visit? Those kind of things.
There are multiple ways to help. Contacting our administrative manager, Danette, for volunteering, or going on our website. We have a volunteer application form. Hmm. So if you've got time to share with us, that would be greatly appreciated. If you would like to donate, we are a nonprofit and we run on individual donations, so that support is critical to us.
Sure.
As well. And then any other professional skills that people have to offer that help us run as a nonprofit would be appreciated too.
Oh, great. So I'm looking forward to being a part of the educational thing you're putting out there. So if I want to become more of a bird nerd, what are some of the programs or the educational opportunities that might be coming up, Ray?
Well, actually, right now we do field trips with schools and on a limited basis just because we're such a small staff.
Sure.
But we really try to make as much work as possible. We actually have a project now. We're building out a science center at the facility, and we're actually in the fundraising for that. So keep an eye out for that.
Keep an eye out, folks.
Absolutely. Yeah,
nice.
That's what's exciting to us, is the Ho'opulama, which is our science center, is going to give more people an opportunity to experience what makes Hawaii unique and special and enhances all of our lives, and make it more accessible to students as well as visitors. So we're really excited about getting that. We have the master plan and just the fundraising now. Once we achieve our goal, then we will be able to open it up, and that will make more interesting stop for people to come by. But until then, we also welcome people to come to the gift shop.
Sure.
Everything we have here is about Native Hawaiian wildlife, and the proceeds go to supporting our animal hospitals. So, you know, that's another way you can get your gifts and your shopping done here. Good. And have something pretty unique to Hawaii.
It's true, Linda. And I bought several packages of the Native Bird gift cards, and my friends get, oh man, that's so, because they're so unique and they're original. Folks, the Wildlife Center has a real mission. It's solid. I'm very, very impressed at your focus and what you're doing. I really am. And folks, this is just a preview of a more extended reporting that we'll do and visit with some of the birds later and all that. But we really do invite you to give your heart and support, your soul, to this great work. And Linda, thank you so much.
Thank you. This was a pleasure, and we look forward to doing it again.
Yeehaw.
All right.
Good,
thank you.
Great.